welcome to worship this morning, the second Sunday of Advent. Happy New Year. We're excited to see you. I have a few announcements for you this morning, and I'll turn your attention to the back of your bulletin where most of them are written down. You'll notice that we have the Advent Missions Market directly to your right through these double doors in Reed Hall, where you can find some amazing gifts for your friends and family. Tonight, this afternoon, is the Advent Wreath Making Workshop. This is my favorite event of the year. It is fun for all ages. You get to make a wreath. There's fresh greenery. It is one of the most beautiful times of intergenerational ministry. And that is this afternoon at 4 p.m. Next week is the candle lighting service. I'm sure a highlight for most of you are lessons and carols that will truly make us feel in this Advent season. And in the theater, we have two options to connect with this time of year. The nativities are up there, but also on December the 14th, we'll be showing The Grinch. It'll be the Benedict Cumberbatch version for those of you who care about those things. But we'll read the original story, and again, fun for all ages. If you are a college student, we go to lunch after the late service, so I hope that you will stick around and join us for that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Christ our Lord, and Lord, we pray. declared that justice and peace shall come through the family of Jesus.
This justice shall be for all the creation.
Peace shall be established in all the world. Blessed be God who does such wondrous things.
We give thanks to God for this time of healing and hope.
We light the second candle of the Advent wreath as a sign of Christ's peace coming into the world. Hear these words from the psalmist. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass. May he be like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more.
Advent season are hope, peace, love, and joy. Let us now make our confession before God, that by God's grace we might receive these gifts in abundance and in turn share them freely with others. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. You can do so online if you're in the chat or with those around you and here in the sanctuary, however you feel most comfortable. The peace of Christ be with you.
Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. The word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. Then a branch shall grow from the stock of Jesse, and a shoot will spring from his roots. And on him the Spirit of the Lord will rest, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord will be his delight. He will not judge by outward appearances or decide a case on hearsay, but with justice he will judge the poor and defend the humble in the land with equity. But like a rod, his verdict will strike the ruthless, and with his word he will slay the wicked. He will wear a belt of justice. Truth will be his girdle. And then the wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion will feed together with a little child to tend them. The cow and the bear will be friends, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like cattle, and an infant will play over the cobra's hole. A young child will dance over the viper's nest. There will be neither hurt nor harm in all my holy mountain, for the land will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, Zion from the root of Jesse will arise like a standard to rally the people. The nations will resort to him, and his abode will be glorious. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
There she is. Good morning. Okay. All right, let's sit down. Yeah, perfect, Maggie. Come sit over here. Everybody come sit down here. Yeah. So glad to see you this morning. I'm looking forward to this afternoon when we get to make a wreath together. That'll be really fun. But right now, I want to show you something that I brought from my house. All of these are magnets, and I brought it on a cookie sheet today, but they normally live on the edge of our refrigerator. And my son, he likes to play with them. But I bring them to you today because there's a lot of different kind of animals on here. There's a lion, and there's a lamb, and a tiger, exactly. And a whale. There's all different types of animals on here. And I had an imagination that what if all of the animals came off of this cookie sheet and all of a sudden became alive? First of all, we wouldn't have enough space for all of them. So that would be hard because the elephant would probably take up a big amount of space. But another issue we might have is that some of these animals don't get along very well with each other. So we might have the lion and maybe the antelope. They might not get along very well because the lion and the antelope might start fighting. Because sometimes in the world that we live in, we can get really angry or we can get really frustrated. And sometimes those negative emotions make us want to fight with each other. Or we can get sad. And so sometimes we have to take a deep breath and process some of those feelings so that we don't fight with one another. In today's scripture passage, you might have heard him talk about the bears and the cows and their young, their children, all getting along with one another. That is a vision that God gave the prophet Isaiah. And God gives that vision to us today. so that one day all the animals will live in peace, and we can look to those animals to help us live in peace with one another. Yeah, the animals, someday they'll all get along. Let us pray together that God's Spirit will be with us so that we cannot have a spirit of fighting, but a spirit of kindness and love and peace. Gracious and loving and peaceful God, we come to you today to ask that your Spirit would descend on all of us, that your Spirit would be with us every moment of every day, guiding our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And sometimes when we feel overwhelmed, or we feel angry, or we feel sad, I pray that your Spirit would be the breath of life, that we would be able to take a deep breath and know that you are with us and that your peace sustains us. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, if you're 3, 4, or 5, you can go to Children's Church. Perfect. Yeah?
This is my dog called Grace.
Grace is beautiful. Thank you for sharing her. Grace really is beautiful. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming up. That's awesome. 2 springs ago, Jeff and I decided that we had visions of fruit trees in our backyards. My vision was really more of citrus fruits, like oranges and lemons. And it's a good thing that Jeff did his research, like always, because citrus fruits don't grow very well in Tennessee. But we did discover that figs grow in Tennessee. And so we decided to go to a nursery and pick out the best-looking fig tree that we could find, the one with like really bright leaves, and we picked it out. We took it home and we planted it in our backyard and watered it and cultivated it all through the summer and into the fall. And in the fall, the leaves, those like cookie cutter fig leaves, they fell to the ground. And then through the winter, we covered it to take care of it. But as you might know, last winter was full of ice and snow, a lot of it. And at the end of the winter, when the daffodils were springing up in early spring, we looked at our fig tree, and it was more of like a fig stick. We actually named it the fig stick because when we went out, we looked at it and we're like, ooh, it's looking kind of dead. And so we went out and checked it again late spring, hoping that there might be signs of life, like a little bud of leaves or something on it. Nope, nothing. We're like kind of bending the top and it's feeling a little bit more crusty. And so then we decide, okay, we're gonna wait till the beginning of summer, and we go out and we look, still nothing. We get to the middle of summer and we're like, okay, should we go out and get a different tree and start all over again? And we checked it again, and at the very bottom of the fig stick, right next to the root, was a little sprout, a little branch that was coming up from the roots. And so we called our friends Sally and Sammy Swore, who are like fig growers. They're beautiful fig trees. We're like, our fig stick is alive. We're like so excited. And so we're like cultivating this little fig branch. And I have a reminder in my phone that every morning and every night, and just to be fair, Jeff does this 99% of the time. So just to be fair, we go out at nighttime and put a big tarp over our little fig stick so it stays warm during the winter. And in the morning, we go out and we uncover it so that the sun and the rain can do its job and grow this little life that we noticed and have found. This morning, the scripture beautifully proclaimed, we start with a stalk, a stump of the tree of Jesse. And right out from the bottom, there is a branch that is growing up from that stump. So we all know what it's like to have our lives feel a little bit like a stump. Personally, maybe it's a health diagnosis or a job loss with our friends and family, maybe it's that relationship that just doesn't seem to mend no matter how hard we pray or try. With our institutions, maybe you've dedicated your life to something that is just being torn apart. We all know what a stumps are like. And so we look, we watch, we wait for those branches, those little sprouts that are coming up. And in the prophecy of Isaiah, this branch is described as a leader. And in our Christian tradition, we know that this leader is Christ Jesus. And the leader is described of having wisdom and truth and making decisions based on wisdom and truth and not based on appearance or hearsay and gossip. And that the judgments that are made by this leader are for the justice of the poor and reaching out to the vulnerable and the humble, that those decisions are being made with those on the margins as priority. And we also learn that he slays the wicked, not with a sword, but with words. Y'all, his words slay. And that the breath is where his power comes from. I was talking with the kids, and in our very lives, how many times do we go to our breath for our strength? Just taking that deep breath to provide that grounding and stability. This leader, Jesus Christ, is centered on the breath of the Spirit of God. But my favorite thing about this leader it talks about is that this leader, Jesus, delights in the fear of the Lord. Some of y'all are like, whoa, this sermon just took a turn, the fear of the Lord, like, whoa. I think the fear of the Lord is sort of a translation that we can get kind of caught up in sometimes, but the fear of the Lord is really just a belief in the power and presence of God. It's being overcome with the magnificence and glory of God, so much so that our imaginations, our lives, our thoughts, our bodies get caught up in what Reinhold Niebuhr talks about as impossible possibilities. We get caught up in the imagination of God when we believe in the power and presence of God among us. And so the prophecy continues to describe what I was talking with the children about, of this sort of child-led zoo, where I feel like it's like Liam just dumped out all of his animals, the safari ones and the farm, and just like lined them up, and they're just dancing together and playing, and their young are playing together. See, the lion learns to eat straw with the ox. What would that be like? What would it be like for our geopolitical lions to stop warring and taking and taking and taking? And what would it be like for the ox or the sheep to choose forgiveness, let alone, and then move to reconciliation and show up with the bears and the lions? What is this like? And so with a vision like this, however playful it might be, we're just caught with the reality of the situation that we're in. How could this be? And that, my friends, is Advent. That is the heart of the season of Advent. It is a holy anticipation waiting between what is to come and what already is. It's not waiting around like you're at the dentist office doing the Facebook death scroll, comparing your life to someone else. It is not that. It is a waiting where you're looking to see for inbreaking, for branches, to light a candle of love, joy, peace, and hope in the darkness, so that you're reminded of what could be. I quote one of our favorite Christmas hymns, where long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appears and the soul felt its worth. It's a thrill of hope in the weary world This is what Advent is all about. Most of our lives were taken to a stump during the pandemic. And that was also true of our churches. But y'all, I see stumps becoming branches, or branches rising out of stumps here at church. The one that over this past year has just really inspired me is The Quiet Place. The Quiet Place was basically a brainchild out of the fact that our lobby was filled with friends who needed a quiet place to rest, a quiet place to go make a phone call, get a meal, to sit and be with others with kind eyes. And it was created in our basement and is still going, and lay leaders come and are a part of providing an opportunity for those on the margins to be centered in our daily lives. And another branch that I see, and it's just like budding out, and I think will become and grow over the next year, is our 150th anniversary celebration that will launch in 2023. West End has been a community of the loving light of Christ for 150 years. They might not have always expressed it that way, but we are here and we get to go right to the roots and share those stories. See, a lay leader has cast a vision to create a groundswell during this next year of stories of love and belonging, and that are connected to our bedrock beliefs and our mission and vision. And we don't want to just keep those stories here at West End. We want to take them out there around water coolers and dinner tables and dorm rooms and cocktail parties to talk about why we see branches here, or how we see branches here at West End, and how people can be a part of them. You might be in a space right now where all you can see is a stump. And that's okay. But I invite you to look at the places of poverty and vulnerability in your life and pray, because that is where Christ is and will be. And you might already see the branch, or at least a little leaf. And so I invite you to put a reminder on your phone for morning and night, to tend to it, to keep it warm and give it sunlight so that it might continue to grow. And the good news is, we don't have to do it alone. We have sheep and ox and snakes and lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And we have a little child who is coming in Jesus Christ to lead the way. Thanks be to God.
We have been invited through the scriptures and the proclamation of the word to open our eyes to the God who is at work among us. I invite you to join me now and stand as you are able in proclaiming our faith in this God who is with us and at work among us. You can find our affirmation of faith on page 883 in your hymnals. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. We participate in the peaceable kingdom that God is building through our prayers, and I invite us now into a time of communal prayer. If you have prayer concerns or joys that you would like to share with the pastoral staff or with the congregation, if you're here in the sanctuary, there are gray cards in the pews that you can fill out and place in the offering plates. And if you're worshiping with us online, you can go to our website under Contact Us any time of the day, any day of the week, and let us know what you're praying for and how you would like for us to pray with you. As we gather this morning, we pray for Michael Weaver and his family, who are mourning the death of Michael's father, Marlon Dow Weaver, who died on November 27th. A memorial service was held on December 3rd at First United Methodist Church, Washington, D.C. We also pray with Jocelyn, Nick, Henry, and Caroline Chambers, who are mourning the death of Jocelyn's father, Thomas D. Aders, who passed away on November 30th here in Nashville. A private service was held here on Friday, December 2nd. With these and others on our hearts, we pray together. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of hope and God of peace, you surprise us with visions we never imagined possible. Natural enemies embracing and living in harmony with one another. In our ever-polarizing world, this image seems only achievable with you. We pray that you would give us the tools and the courage we need to live into your vision of a world of peace. We pray for peace in our world, for true peace, not just the absence of violence, but peace with justice that signals the flourishing of all people and all creation. Oh God, we pray that your presence would be felt and made known to all who need the reminder today, for the lonely and the sick, for those who are depressed or in pain or grieving. And if we are in a place of helping, give us the words to say and the presence needed to be with those in pain. And in these moments of silence, O God, we name before you those in our hearts for whom we pray this day. For that peace that is coming toward us in this season of Advent, the peace that surpasses all understanding, we pray in the name of your Son, the Prince of Peace. Amen. It is now time to gather our gifts and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. If you are joining us online, you're invited to give via the options on the chat and on the screen. And here in the sanctuary, our ushers will come forward now to pass the plates among us. May we give with joy to the God who is so generous to us.
Holy, 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 holy
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, loving God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be light to the world. By your tender mercy, you have brought the dawn from on high to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and to guide our feet in the way of peace. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on the cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, Jesus took bread, and he broke the bread, and he gave thanks to God and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which was given for you. As often as you eat it, do so in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took a cup. He gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his friends, saying, "Drink from this. This is my cup of the new covenant, which was poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. And so pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and cup, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at the heavenly banquet. Confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My family in Christ, this is the body of Christ, broken and given to you and to me and to all the world.
My friends, this is the cup of salvation that was poured out for us all. Amen.
Amen. The table has been set, and all who are here are invited to this table. All who are not here are invited to this table. This is not the table of our denomination or our congregation. It is Christ's table, and all are welcome. If this is your first time to receive communion at West End, just a few words of instruction. We invite you to come as you're able to the altar rails and kneel as you arrive. If you will have your hands open, that will allow our servers to know you have yet to be served. Once you have received the bread and the cup, you are welcome to stay in prayer as long as you would like at the altar rails. If you are unable or not comfortable coming forward, you can remain in your seats, and Nancy will be making her way around the sanctuary. If you'll just let her know, she will serve you. All of our elements, including the ones that Nancy will be serving, are gluten-free today. We always have a tradition in this congregation of bringing forth an offering for one of the missions of our congregation, and this month's mission is the Pastor's Discretionary Fund. This is an account we use when our neighbors request assistance from the church, anything from help with utilities to a bus ticket back home. We've used this account to buy life-saving medications, to help with expenses from a medical procedure, and many other things. Your generosity makes a direct difference in people's lives in our neighborhood. With all of this said, the invitation is spoken once again from the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come and feast at his table.
Please rise in body or in spirit and join me in the prayer after receiving. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Your love has made us a new people. Your glory has filled our hearts. Amen. With the fear of the Lord, believing in impossible possibilities, waiting and watching for branches to rise up around us, and then tending to them night and day. Thanks be to God.